Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Double Seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Role Playing Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan. I'm your host tonight. We are playing Dragonbane again. This is our 44th episode. And we're not dead yet. Mostly because our friend Kupo hasn't showed up in a while. Because he surely would have killed us by now. How about, Malcolm, why don't you take it away from here and let us know what's going on, where we're at.
Okay, well, we last left our players, last left our game, actually, and our players. You were climbing up a sort of a mountain outcropping that sort of reaches high into the sky above the rest of the mist on the of the isle. It is a rough going, requiring your full concentration, therefore, limiting any access to two-handed weapons. Only one-handed weapons are available as you guys ascend towards what looks like a nest of vampire bats, which once they saw you ascending, they began swooping down and attacking. Everyone trying to climb and remain within the 10 meters of Balor and the sword Umdurman as they ascend, hoping to find an entrance into the island through this high peak where these bats are apparently gathered and possibly leaving and coming. Unfortunately, one of their number, one of the York guards, has already fallen away and slipped into the mist, and his agonized cries can be heard. So, without further delay, let us begin with initiative, as the swarm has not been vanquished and their appetite has not been sated. And as we've noticed in the past,
they tend off of a dark.
They tend to drink, and when they drink, they heal.
They didn't feed off of me. They didn't do any damage.
No, dark. I did dark. That was great.
Or no damage, yeah.
Here we go. Here's our
initiative.
Fate.
I love initiative.
Dark.
7. Lucky 7.
Balor.
6.
We should trade.
Perfect. I think I will.
Quivering.
Well, when we get
5.
There.
This is weird.
5. I know, right?
Big.
4.
No, 10.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, apparently we have to worry about that problem.
Yeah.
Brains.
Apparently we...
There's
a 4.
And we'll go with the last orc. 9?
Last orc syndrome.
Well, that's last orc, and that's all the NPCs. That's Corinne.
So that's Uthkar?
No, I think Uthkar fell.
No!
Uthsig remained. You can still hear Uthar down there.
Screaming.
Cussing.
Screaming. But he'll go. They'll go on 9. Corinne will go on 3.
Well, good thing.
And the bat will go on... Oh, let me double check something real quick about these bats. And they will go on 2 and on 1.
Jeez.
God damn it. Well, it has been, you know, this is a great ending for Dragon.
Yeah, this is a great way to end the campaign.
Well, I mean, they can't, well, yeah. Well, Malcolm said, are they considered monsters, right?
They are considered monsters, yes.
Okay.
And for their first attack, they'll make a joint attack, launching down on you, assaulting just one character. And that, once again, will be Dog, who has the highest constitution.
All right. Thankfully.
Inflicting 2d6 of damage and attempt to try and suck his very life essence from him. They will do 8 points of slashing damage.
They'll actually get a point of blood.
And heal.
Ow! One of them's poking me in the armpit.
For their second attack,
he's like covered with bats.
The second attack, they will spread out and attack everyone within 10 meters.
Ugh, fuck me!
No, attack you.
No,
might as well, because I'm going to be.
But because they spread out, their strength is not quite as potent, only doing 2 points to everyone.
Yes, it didn't go through my armor. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
One through mine.
One on me.
Doing one on me.
You got one on me.
Heal, heal, heal. And then it falls to Corinne, who still cannot play a lyre, so she'll have to just swing and stab.
She can sing.
Oh, she can sing. That's right. She was singing last night, wasn't she?
We had this conversation.
She will sing.
We had this conversation. She sang like an angel last time.
And we'll hit the note just right. Her singing is to encourage everyone. So the party will get a boon on all of their rolls.
I got boons.
And there was just my turn.
That's my turn, right?
Yes, we now go to you, Prince.
Oh, goddamn it. Mr. Prepared here. What I want to do, Malcolm.
Yes.
I want to dual wield, and how I imagine doing that is wrapping my legs around the rope and using my
what
acrobatics
rope?
To hang upside down.
What rope? What rope?
The rope I'm on?
We're not on a rope. We're on a rope. Slick path. We're,
oh, I
you guys are climbing up the side of a cliff-like mountain. You don't have a rope.
We never set up a rope.
You guys never set up a rope. No one spiked
a
rope.
No, we never said that, unfortunately. We probably should have.
Oh, maybe I should set up a rope.
A little late now.
I'll get this rope for us, guys.
Okay. All right, well, never mind.
Probably the best way to do that, if you want to try a rope, so you're going to have to do it one. First of all, you're going to do it one-handed. And you'd need a grappling hook. I do know that Corinne purchased a grappling hook.
I have a grappling hook.
Yeah, I don't have the grappling hook.
That's great to know. Rogue
get a
thief
grappling gun.
Thief does not have grappling hook. Makes sense.
He's not a smart thief. That's the problem.
That's true.
But you got a great set of symbols. I got a great deal, guys.
All right. So, I am just going to try to stab them, and I'm going to use my backstabbing ability.
That just requires someone within range of you, correct?
Yeah.
Which you all are pretty much within 10 meters.
And I got a dragon.
Well.
Let me resolve. So I'm going to use it to make a second attack. I'll go ahead and roll that now. And the second one will hit, but it's not nothing special. 14. With my daggers, my knives, I do a D8. So I'm going to get an extra D8 from the dragon.
Yes.
And an extra D8 from the backstabbing.
Okay.
So 3, 4, and 3. So 10 points. Plus my agility roll, which is a D6, and I rolled a 5. So 15 points. Oh, and that's just the first attack. So in the second attack...
That's just the first attack?
Yeah.
Well done.
And I'm going to spend another... Yeah, I'm going to spend another backstabbing roll on that one, too. So I'll do 5, 8, so 13, 18. So I did better with the non-dragon roll. So 15 and 18.
That is enough to disperse the swarm. Your swift and vicious attacks, even with doing... Yeah, you're able to break them up if they retreat back up to the top of the mountain and back, apparently, to wherever they came from.
So we're going to face them again.
You're welcome. You're welcome. See what I did? You're welcome.
From whence you came.
I know. Thank you, though. I know, but thank
you. And you can still fail, actually, let me...
So is combat over?
Combat is over.
Guys, I'm hurt.
You do hear Ufkara. He begins to climb back up. His skin has been, and his armor has been eaten away, but is attempting to get back into the protective sphere
of Umdurman.
I will throw him a rope.
Is the peak of this thing above the acid?
Yes.
That's what prompted us to go this way.
Stay lower. Stay lower, Baylor. Help him out.
So, you have driven off the bat. I slew a few that have lied dead among you, that have slouched as their bodies are sliding down the steep incline away from you, but the rest flew up to the top and out of sight.
Should we continue to climb on?
Yeah, isn't that what we're doing? All right. Yeah. Lead the way.
Dargle, just keep climbing.
As before, anyone continuing to climb, just give me an athletics roll.
Mm. Okay. Shit, my dice.
Yeah, I thought we were doing strength.
Was it strength? Strength, I guess.
Okay. I'll use
not strength. Sorry, not athletics. Athletics is a different game.
It was acrobatics or strength.
Acrobatics or strength, depending on your choice, yeah.
All right. Strength.
Which can be made still at a
boon.
Boon for this one roll. For this roll.
Yeah, Darg easily makes that with the boon.
Yeah, I got
it with the boon.
Okay. Yeah, I rolled either way. So
you guys are able to ascend above the mist as a party. So you look over. Basically, Darg, you've reached the top.
Okay.
The bats flew over and went down behind it. So you'd have to maybe lean over the top. Looking directly over, you just see the Silver Lake below. You see the Mirror Lake before below you.
Hmm.
So it's more like
a plateau. It just goes right back down.
It just goes right back down like this. So it's almost like a you know, like that.
Any?
What do you see, Dar?
But you can
wear the.
Give me a. yeah, I know you're the one.
Oh, here we go.
You can give me a. We'll just. We'll give me a spot hidden. It's not that
spot
easy to see.
Hidden. Okay, so I have a boon, but I have a bane, so it's just a straight roll. I have an 8 in the skill, and I roll a 4.
You see it. There is a opening. It's not very big, and you only spotted it because one of the bats, a bat popped its head out and then went back in. It'll take a little bit of hanging off the top to reach it. It's not easy, but it doesn't look like you're almost, you know, you're certain you won't fit in there easily enough. It'll take some squeezing, maybe, but you're not sure if you can wear armor, but, you know, the angle's not very good either from where you're sitting.
So Darg will look down and go, guys, I think that I found the bat hole, but it's just big enough for the bats. I don't think this is the way into anything.
Look for a second hole.
All right. So Darg will look for a second hole.
It's usually right behind the other one.
Darg, you look. And sure enough, there is no second hole.
No second hole.
Is there a button?
I hate to disappoint you, but I think there's only one hole for these bats.
But having looked around, you think that, you know, the hole does appear a little bigger than you first assessed. It's because of the way the rocks are sort of blocking part of your view. Maybe if you were hanging out on a rope in front of it, you could possibly see
whole picture, but from where you are at this angle, it's just not good. You think it might be bigger.
Yeah, it would be pretty restrictive in there. It would be a tight squeeze for some of us. I'll defer whatever you guys want to do with this hole.
I spit on Darg.
Do you say Hawk?
I think it's going to take a lot more of that to help me get through that hole.
Oh, I'll gladly spit on him too.
What is happening?
Ducks don't produce spit. Sorry.
Darl just like, if you want me to go forward, I'll go forward. I just don't think this is a way into the lich's place.
I mean, technically, I'm a little bit more. I'm not wearing plate mail. I'm probably a little bit more suited for exploring the situation.
Indeed.
So suppose we affix the rope to you and have Dog anchor you and lower you down to have a better look.
I think that would be fine. I can do it. I will need a. It's dark down there, so I'll probably need a torch.
You don't have a torch?
I mean, I don't want to use one of my own.
Hayden goes,
I have one left.
No. Don't you wear a helmet?
Do I? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It interferes with my with my plank.
Oh, boy.
It chafes your plank.
Do you have a weapon that you're holding?
Yeah, I have a knife.
Do you want me to light it up for you?
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. I'll light it up.
Woo! I'll call you Sting.
Now, this cave entrance is above the acid, right?
Yes, the cave entrance is above the mist, this corrosive mist.
So, who's tying me up?
Do you want it to be Darg?
Michael Vick.
That's a deep cut.
Wow, that was
that's a deep cut.
Wow.
We just tie the rope to Darg as a group, not rather to a.
There's a lot of knots involved, but you're tied up.
Yeah.
Well, this looks
very
dull.
And then we do loop around Darg to anchor him, and then we just push him over the edge.
Yeah, Darg or me?
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So you go over the edge.
Yep.
As graceful as you can being tossed, you swing and you can see the hole.
I'm going to go head first.
Brains. When you're in the hole, if there's trouble, just tug. Tug really fast, and I'll pull you out.
All right, I will tug as fast as I can.
So, Brains.
Yeah.
Now being down here and you're looking at the hole, it looks much smaller, but you try to shove your head and you feel the scraping of wood and then you stop. You can't get beyond your head, yes.
Oh.
And then you can see all the, ahead of you, though, you see all these little red lights, little red eyes open up. And you can hear them. You can hear lights. It sounds like, I don't know, I guess it's kind of like bats. It sounds like bats. Bats scurrying along the surface of a cave wall, heading straight to your stuck head.
All right, so can I roll acrobatics to try to unstick my head?
You can try to roll acrobatics, sure. Why don't you give me that roll out of Bane?
Right.
Two Banes. So
two
roll
Banes?
320s.
Motherfucker.
You stuck your head in and you're trying to get in here. Yes, roll two, you know, 320 sides and give me the worst of the three.
All right. The worst is a 17. Unfortunately, I have an 18 acrobatics, so...
There's a scraping of, and you for a second remember a large room with a huge hall with banners, and there are many wolfkin, and they all raise their hands to you, and then it passes and disappears. And you forget, and that memory is lost.
I am super awesome, but I'm gonna pull my shield off my back and put that over the hole.
Okay.
Brains, it's gonna be hard to get in there with that shield blocking it.
I do have a question for you, Nathan.
Yeah.
Does Brain have the heroic ability Contortionist?
No.
Okay.
I thought about it, but I decided against it.
All right.
I do, but I'm up top where the same people are.
So you slam the shield in the largest portion of the hole in order to keep it blocked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I've got a large shield, so it should like cover the whole thing. So I'm kind of holding it there right now.
And you can hear it scraping on it.
Maybe like just standing on it, like if I can.
You can't really stand on it because you're hanging, and you're sort of trying to swinging in to get to the wall, and you can push your shield and sort of hold it and hold on to it, grab onto maybe a part of it.
Right, so,
it's not the best play position, yes, no, at all, no.
And we call him Ho-Ho.
Hey, Baylor, the bats are trying to get out. I'm covering the entrance with my shield, but I'm wondering if you might be able to use your tools to cut, you know, make this like a permanent thing.
Baylor,
I don't.
Just to read it to everyone. Most of you are using at least one hand and 2 feet to stay on this sort of mountain. The idea of being able to pull out your tools and do some craft work out here while hanging from ropes on the other side does seem a bit daunting. Not impossible, but the right
That would be very
gear.
Hard.
Yeah, we're only here to do easy things.
We're not in the best position to do. I can't, unfortunately, accomplish that.
You're more than welcome to try, of course.
All right, well, I guess, you know, as soon as I let go, as soon as I pull my shield away, I think they're going to come back out. Just, you know, FYI.
We'll have to fight them somehow. We can set up on them.
Okay. All right, well, pull me up. Somebody, pull me up.
Oh, yeah. Darg will pull him up.
Oh, okay, thank you.
So you pull the way, you pull back the shield. The bats seem to fill the crevice, but do not come out. That's it.
Okay. Interesting.
And then suddenly, almost as if they're all been heard something behind them, they turn their heads and all disappear quickly into the cave.
I feel like there's got to be another way in.
There was. The water in the middle of the island.
Yeah, I think the water.
Perhaps it is the water.
Oh. So we have to go back down to the acid.
Or fight our way through the vampire bats, whichever you prefer.
Well, I don't think I can make that hole any bigger.
When you poked your head in there?
Yeah.
Did it seem like it came out again? Like, there was another...
My head came out again, yeah.
Eventually. No, I'd pull really hard. Did it seem like there was a tunnel, or is it just a cave?
I couldn't get my head in and the knife in, so I couldn't really see anything. I can see their glowing eyes, but that's, I guess, their eyes glow in the dark.
So we don't know if there's another way out?
I don't know, sorry.
I was just going to say, we could throw a fire bomb in there. We have the jars of oil that we could light up and crash in there to suck up all the oxygen.
Yeah, I have no idea how big it is, so, I mean, you might hit them, you might not, I don't know.
It's worth a try. I have 4 of them. If you want to give me a minute to rig it, I can light it up. You can move your shield, I'll throw it in, and let's see if we can...
I mean, if you want to, I think we should just get going, because if you have 4 of them, that's 4 we could use when we can actually see the target.
Agreed. I think we should go to the... Lake.
Yeah, but we have to leave your shield here in order to
no,
leave
I,
without
I
the
I took
phone.
My shield. I took my shield.
They won't come out.
Why won't they come out? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Malcolm said they all flew to the tunnel entrance.
Yeah.
And then, like, they heard something and they flew away.
Oh.
A little concerned about.
Oh, okay. Further in. Yeah. Not away, but further in.
Further in, yeah.
Okay, all right. I was still under the impression it was a smaller cave entrance, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, so are we heading back down?
Yes. This was good that we went up
here.
Yes,
go.
No journey is a waste. Look what we've got to experience. Look at the beauty we've gotten to see.
Uthkara gives you this look.
As do I.
And turns away. And just turns away from you instead. And moves closer to Balor. Okay. Here, descending is... We'll just say not as hard as ascending, but still requires some time. But you're able to get down relatively unharmed as a group. back down to the base. And from where you stand, the crystal clear pond at the center of the island is kind of southeast of you, and directly south of you is, of course, that tower you climbed originally, the Sacrifice Tower. So, what do you do?
We return to the pond.
You return to the hollow surrounded by barren hills.
Oh, fuck.
With a crystal clear pond. At the edge of it lies the corpse of an orc. It was apparently burned to death by the acid. And like I said, the water is crystal clear and devoid of all life. A staircase can be seen at the bottom, leading upwards into the mountain.
So the first thing I do is get a piece of cloth and oil it, and then hold my bow and torch inside.
All right.
And I say, it's not for nothing, but I guess we should go forth into the, whatever this is.
I guess Corinne will attempt to do what she can to try and drain the oil out of her lamp back into one of the storage bottles, seal them up, and try and get ready to enter. Anyone else doing anything with auction besides Sig to the torches?
Is there any way we can make some sort of air bladder or something out of leather or something?
I saw a plastic bag back there.
No, take leather, you know.
One, it's having the leather.
No, that's a problem. We don't have anything, do we?
And we didn't bring it. You can try the craftsmanship. I mean, while you may not necessarily be a master tenor, you do have enough skill to try and pull off something like that.
Yeah,
but I got to take some time.
I'm using my breeches.
And supplies.
There's all these dead.
That's the thing about it.
They don't have any skin.
They don't have any skin. They're dead bats. They go back to the dead bats and drag them.
They're
not cured, but you know.
Well, I'm wondering, since Brains and I are still tied together, maybe Brains should swim in and see where the staircase goes, and then he could swim back. I could pull him back out. We could see how much underwater we have to travel.
There's one problem with that plan. Last time I tried to swim somewhere, I almost died. So.
But you are not tied to me.
Can you swim, dog?
He looks at his metal armor. I can probably walk.
Very well, you go first.
But I don't know how long it is.
Maybe you guys should let the mallard swim.
Oh, yes.
You know how to swim now.
Yeah, I've been working on it for the last 43 episodes.
He has been.
Just for this occasion.
Now's your time to shine.
So do you want me to carry a rope down there so that you guys have something to pull toward the end?
I think that would be best.
Yes.
Okay. I normally do it on a boon, but I wouldn't mind hearing some music as I try to swim from my friend.
I mean, you only hear it until you get to the water.
You're only going to hear it until you get into the water. And it's...
Play underwater.
Does it work or not?
Look, you have... It was like, it will only last for one round, and I have to keep maintaining it. And I don't know how long the water...
It costs you nothing!
It does.
It does? Willpower. It costs willpower? Oh, never mind. That's fine. Yeah. I already operate on a thing.
You know, so I...
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay. I have You're to still good. Convince okay. myself that I can do this.
Okay.
Swimming, I mean. Some of us didn't bother practicing because we like boats and devise ways of getting across water, like bridges.
So do you want me to spot hidden once I'm under there? Because if I have to look for an entrance, I'd like to borrow his sword or whatever.
There's no need to look for an entrance. You can actually see the staircase from where you are. You swim down, you can see the staircase goes up, but it goes to a chamber that we can't see.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we can see the stairs from the far side. I gotcha.
Yes.
I gotcha. All right. Yep. All right. All right. I can do my swimming.
Okay.
With a rope, though, so that I can pull people through.
Yes. Just tug if you are in trouble.
Yep.
Good. There's always a comfort.
Yep. Okay, so there we go. Either one of those would do fine. I'll take the 6.
And once again, like I said before, you guys did find the footprints as you did before, which shows they grounded on the pond. Basically, that there's footprints both leading into and out of the water. Okay. So, just give me a swing roll.
I did. I just rolled it on a boon.
All right.
I rolled it on a boon because I'm a web feet.
Huzzah.
So, I'll take a look. It's dark. Okay. Right?
Yes, dark. But it's dark. So.
Oh, did he loan me his whatever he was using, knife or whatever, so that I could see?
Oh, is it still glowing?
Yeah, it should glow for a shift.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, I have another one, so I'll let you that one.
Okay.
Okay, so from when you emerge back underneath there, one, there is no yellowish mist and this sort of stony corridor. It appears to be a natural sort of cave that's both going from you to, I guess it would be left and right from your location, and going off into darkness. There is a small couple of wisp of mist, but not that yellowish color along the floors, but it's not covering. You can see the floors in the light of the light of the dagger that it cast, and the air has a slight, maybe a slight, you know, smell of wet rocks and maybe a slight smell of decay, but that's about it.
Okay. Being careful not to appear to be tugging on the rope, I will make the rope taut.
Okay.
So I'm not yanking on it, so the Darg will do what I assume Darg was about to do, which is as soon as I pull it taut, he will pull me back. So it says
quite possibly, if, yeah, that's
make
probably
make it taut.
Okay. You can make it taut. Do you wish to anchor it anyway, or are you just fine with just, you know, the way it is?
Right? Is there a place to anchor it?
Not really, unless you like want to spike it into the stone wall or something like that.
Sounds noisy.
It probably would be, you yeah. suspect.
Yeah. If there's a place where I can use his knife to anchor it quietly, I will. Otherwise, I won't do anything.
Okay.
It's up to you guys now.
Outside, the rope does not get pulled, but it does become taut.
He's not pulling, but it is taut. Perhaps he's found a place to tie it off. Who should go first?
And I do like to know what the order you plan on going into the water and going this passage.
Is it, this acid ain't down there, I take it. I guess.
They do not.
I mean, we can't spread out too far because I have the sword.
You will have to go last. Or, yes. Or second to last.
Yes, that's fine.
I will go in next.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe then Corinne, and then I'll go.
Just pull along the rope. It should take you to where the duck is.
So, Sin, Siggy, it's you. Corinne, we'll just say Dane. Brain.
Yep.
The NPCs.
One will go before Balor, or one will go after Balor.
When the orc who's behind Balor...
Mm-hmm.
gets ready to go in, I'll say, when you reach the other side, pull twice and then pull me through. It will be difficult with all this armor, but...
That's when you...
Wait a minute. Is he the one that's all burned up?
He's the one that's all burned up, yes.
I'll go, with the other orc?
But the other orc is the one with the... who also is wearing plate, who is looking at the water critically. Going, oh.
Yes. Swimming, right.
you think? They can switch.
No offense. Just maybe someone with all the hands on the skin on their hands should pull the rope.
The wizard has held me sufficiently enough, but perhaps you're right. I'll swift as Usig, and he will pull you through.
All right, so simple as that. You guys just give me a swim roll and we'll get you through or into the drowning rules.
Is it swim with a boon given the rope?
Because you're just kind of holding your breath and pulling yourself along.
I will
right?
give you the argument. Yes.
Had to think about that, huh?
We're good. All right. Both rolls made it anyhow, so I'm good.
Two for me. That'll make it.
Oh, thank you. Like a freaking fish. Bren and Dane are both through without incident.
So, interestingly enough, I do not see...
You don't have a bane to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bane for acrobatics, bane for speed, and evade.
Heavy armor does not give you a bane to swimming. You just have to make swimming rolls a lot more often.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you guys were swimming, they'd be like, they would make them, those without the plate armor would make them less. You would just make them more with a greater chance, and that's where the greater chance of failure is. But it's not a very far distance to go and not very long, so.
Then I still have the boon, then.
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Darg makes it. He has a really great swimming.
So basically, you guys are sort of shoved into a rough-hewn cave quarter that goes both left and right, or east and... I'll go say left and right, or east and west, is whatever you want to go do with that, from there. You'll have to spread out in order to make some room for everybody, but it doesn't take not that much. It's decent enough size. It continues off into darkness. There is, like I said before, the smell of wet rock, obviously, seems to be in here, and a slight hint of decay. Right now, you're all relying, until you guys make some bushcraft rolls, on the light coming from the lit from the magical the dagger that's been lit by magic. So those who get in, once you get in, you guys can make your bushcraft rolls. Though, for you, Sig, because you took the precautions to try and protect your particular thing, you can get yours at a boon. But it's going to require that much intensive work to get the torches lit again, as well as the lanterns. Just because they were completely submerged to get to this.
Shit. Okay. One's a 7 and one's a 20. So I will take the 7, which makes it.
Turin is unable to get her lantern lit, but Dane gets his lit.
I was not able to get my torch lit.
Darg does not have a torch.
The faint light of Umdurman is enough to basically keep you illuminated, but not particularly light a whole entire place. Let's understand that, okay? Just to listen to that beller. But the wounded orc, Uthkara, is able to get his torch lit. Okay, Balor?
Okay. So I take it there's no mist inside this cave?
No. There's like maybe you can see a few like lowly, like near the end of the floor, there's a few wisps, but it's not the yellowish color. It's more like a sort of like a.
Just dampness.
Just dampness.
All right.
All right. So the mist does have to obey some. Sort of
rule.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Dog would recall this, but it was supposed to have been but for Sig and those with a bushcraft skill at least enough, the mist outside does not follow rules. Its properties are magical. This in here looks like it appears to be gathered condensation from a temperature change.
So Malcolm, I do pull out a bean crusher, and is it glowing red at all?
What's the range on that?
It does not say. I guess close by is the phrasing.
Oh, let me just check the litter mound and see if there's any changing to that, any more detail to that phrasing, because there may not be. Just so you know, whenever the bearer is within 10 meters of a demon,
okay, 10 meters.
It will glow.
Okay.
And from Umdurman, I don't know. Does it glow also?
I don't know.
Let's check all the glowing things and make your glowing notes.
It just glows randomly.
Nope, any glow is because of me. So no, it does not.
Okay.
Right now you have Sig with a torch, Dane with a lantern, and the orc in front of you. Uthkara has a torch.
Yeah, we should have enough people to light the way. I think we should...
I think you have enough light. That's not counting his dagger or anything else. So you should have enough to pretty much illuminate the party and some at least some space around you. Okay?
So does the torchlight or smoke seem to flicker or give us some suggestion as to how the air might be flowing in here?
No. The thing you would think of is almost as if there's like a... Maybe a fan or something, slightly blowing it in both directions. That's not particularly useful or helpful as far as how it works out. Yeah.
Well, my friends, it seems like we have two options. Which would you prefer?
Well, the safer one.
Which amounts to left or right.
Which amounts to left or right.
I would say the great words of the sage, the Saslaw. We go left.
Always go left.
Always go left.
Is there any signs of
we don't have movement any clear direction,
so. Activity?
You know, you can give me like a spot hidden roll, I guess. Well, okay. But it's, you know, I mean,
practically not really necessary, I guess.
Six.
I got a two.
Actually, oh, you both, you both better than me.
Yeah. Yes, it does look like both paths are traveled.
Go for us.
There are footprints going in both directions, to and fro, and Sig, you said that some of them lead straight towards, you know, because there's a number that lead straight towards the stairs. Going into the water.
So I'm
coming out.
Suggest we turn to the left. It looks like there's a turn down the left-hand passageway where the right just continues on. So, Darg, would you care to lead the way?
As long as someone has a torch near me, yes. I would be happy to.
There'll be one right behind you.
How wide is it?
It's about 2 meters wide. Each square is about 2 meters.
So single file again. For about, yeah.
So barely Darg wide.
Barely Darg wide. Barely the orcs can barely get the, you know.
Right. Is it like rough hewn stone or is it?
Yes, rough hewn stone, like a rough hewn cave. So yeah, you can continue. You head left. Do you guys wish to use the marching order that you're going with or just?
I think we're going Darg first.
Darg will take the lead, followed by.
Ordinarily it would be Dane.
Yeah, I'm going to be in a. Baylor's going to be in the middle, so.
All right, so it'll be Darg, Dane, Balor, Ziggy.
Yes.
Quiver.
Quiverwing, and Brains. And Quirin and Brains, okay.
Yeah, Quirin and Brains, yeah.
All right. Darg.
Yes, Darg treading will first. Begin to make his way down the cave, club in hand.
All right, the cave does twist a little bit and turns, and you come to a cave that basically appears to be three cave passages that meet here in this natural sort of opening or open space. Faint echoes can be heard, but what they are or where they come from is unclear.
Echoes. Darg will be like, hello.
Okay. Hello. What do you want?
Does he hear like his echo or is there nothing? Or there's he's got three different ways to go, right?
Three left, different right, ways. Center. Well, yeah, left, right, center. Left is, I mean, obviously the way you came from. Left is the way you are headed, and there's a center one going to the south. Yes. Can you? The south of you.
Darg will continue to head around to the left.
To the left, the passage appears to be more like you can see that there is now some fungus that is on the walls and so forth. But how much else? Dane does point out something he finds. There's something written here.
Oh, fascinating. Words. That sounds like something that you should take a look at. Darg will come over and look at them.
This is in the same that chamber that you guys are in. It just says troll.
Troll?
Interesting.
It's a cave full of wonderful surprises. We should summer here more often.
So someone wrote troll on the wall.
Did they also write arr?
No, there's no.
I'd like to think optimistically that they were attempting to write stroll, but they died before finishing.
Was it written in blood?
No, it's written in charcoal, it appears, apparently.
Charcoal.
You guys fought a troll, oh, wait. Right? I heard stories of it.
Here's an arrow. I should have mentioned that first. So sorry. An arrow.
An arrow?
Yes, pointing east.
Oh, troll that way.
That'd be, like the way we're going?
The way we're going, yes. So we can probably find it that way.
Do you want me to scout ahead?
Boy, do I ever.
Well, I'm not very quiet in this rust bucket.
It's up to you guys.
Can you sneak while you're glowing?
I mean, I'll try not to glow. I can hand my dagger to somebody else.
But then how will you see?
Well, I'll feel my way forward, and, I mean, trolls need light too, right?
I don't know anything about trolls.
Give me a Myths and Legends, I suppose.
I'll roll it, but...
It's probably a rock troll.
Okay.
I might have gotten it.
Darn got a 20.
Trolls have been known to fly as well.
Isn't this how I made it by 2, so I got a 12.
Well,
give it a try. Why not?
Trolls are sensitive to sunlight. I mean, very sensitive. Not like they don't... But it says that maybe they can actually be turned to stone if hit by direct sunlight. But there's no particular story you heard of them being able to see in the dark.
And some of them spit gold.
And some of them spit
gold. What?
We saw that firsthand.
Don't you remember that it beamed you with gold, Baylor? Don't you remember the troll in the barn? Yeah,
you cut him open just to get to the extra gold. If someone would actually listen to our show once in a while.
Yes. Internal money purse.
Yeah, pretty much.
That is another thing. You do know that they do heal, though.
Apparently so do bats.
Well, bats require a little bit of training.
Well, you guys defeated a troll before. Go forth and we can surely best this troll.
Well, let's go forth and slay this creature.
Didn't we let the city guard kill them? Kill the troll?
No,
we went out. We went out and got it. Yeah,
they ended up having to do that.
Baylor shoved a burning stick up its ass.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly how I recall
killed
it,
with
but
a
okay.
Torch up its ass.
But yeah.
It was such an amazing sound, too. I'd never heard such detail of the sound of a burning stick going up something's ass before. It was
artistically
well
crafted,
done, if I say so myself.
The way you kept
you got to put that on your highlights reel.
Hello, today accepting award for object shoved into someone's ass, Nathan.
Yes. So you do choose to continue. You're going to party's going to remain here in the three place where
I'll just try to feel my way.
Three passages meet. Yes, the three way room. Yes.
Should I tie a rope to you?
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'll tie a rope to his foot.
That makes perfect sense. That doesn't bother me in the least. Hopefully, we won't get caught on anything. So, for sneakings in the dark, do I have to roll a bane or anything? Or
yes, you are. Well, it's not going to be a boon. You're literally walking around in the dark without any particular. No light, that's the whole thing. But for darkness, basically, you can't really see, but you can hear possibly an opponent. So you cannot do any range attacks, but you could make a melee attack if you make an awareness roll first. Other than that, there are any type of hazards that could be avoided by either visually spotting them or by spot hidden will be completely missed and you will be at their mercy.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm listening for troll farts and things like that, and I'm feeling along the wall I'm going to take it slow too. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the bane. I rolled a 4 and a 13, and I've got an 18 sneakins.
Okay. You move along the wall. Slowly. As you do, I go about maybe 6 to 8 meters, maybe 6 meters. And you're still going along the northern wall, the back wall.
Sure.
And you feel as if you can feel a breeze coming from down, not much of one, but just a slight, it opens. Like maybe there's another passage here, but you can't see where it is. But there is a little light up ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay, so straight ahead?
As long as you stay along the wall, if you keep moving along. Not straight, but kind of curved around the corner. But you can.
Yeah, so I'll head towards the light.
Okay.
Don't go towards the light.
But, you go a couple more meters, and there is a stench. A stench of decay that pervades
the air.
Like a rotting food at a market or something that's been left out or left behind or whatever. Just rotting food is the thing you get. And then a little bit of light comes into view as you can begin to see a natural cave open up. There are a number of animal skins upon the wall and the floor. There are boxes and sacks and weapons and all sorts of junk that have been neatly lined against the wall. Sitting among these boxes, chewing something that seems to spurt out of the side of its mouth, stopping, grabbing its chin, and then continuing a little bit more, is a large troll.
A large troll?
Well, those trolls are large compared to you.
As compared to the tiny, tiny trolls.
Hey, you there.
He'll look up, playing at his thing, looks at you.
I'm from accounting. They want you down. The boss wants you down to talk about your performance this quarter, and they want you to go down and talk to the boss.
Why don't you just give me a bluff?
Okay.
Oh God! For a second, I thought that was the troll's voice.
I rolled a 7. I've got a 5, so yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm going to push it.
Go on.
You know, you've been stopping intruders this whole time, but he's got some ways that you can probably improve. Oh, nope. 18. So I'm going to take that as a... I'll take that as a scared.
Wise.
He belches, and there is this stench that hits you, that makes your eyes water, that comes from the boat.
Is there a problem?
I don't think you're from.
I mean,
I've the office at all.
Yeah. So I've got the badge right here somewhere. I must have left it on my desk. I'm sorry. But if you wait right here, I'll go back and get it.
Why don't you just wait with me?
No, I start backing out.
Well, let's just go ahead with the initiative with you, since you're here by yourself and having a fun time. Starting fights with trolls and Lisa knowing I'm... He, once again, he sits... he does grab the side of his mouth and then sort of lets go and then sort of adjusts his, you know, his... get his body ready, and you will go on a 5. Uh-huh. And he will go on 8.
Ooh. Okay. And one more. And 2. Oh, shit. That's not good.
He will go before and after you.
All right.
Run!
Always one. Never. Never after I'm done. Okay. He will reach out, grabbing you,
and I'm uses it and dodge you as the a fuck weapon. Out of that.
Slam you against the wall, like grab you. You just tent.
Can I dodge?
I see no mention of dodge in this particular attack.
Really? I thought you could dodge anything. No.
I think you
no,
can.
No, you can't.
Does it say it can't be dodged? Because there's a lot of things that say it can't be dodged.
A lot of things that say you can't be dodged, or they give you an option of what you can do. But yeah, you can dodge.
Okay.
I guess. I'll be nice, I guess.
It's a grab, isn't it? I mean,
yeah. No, he doesn't eat. Monsters and things, their things happen to you. They give you an option if you have a defense against it, or you just take the damage.
Oh, interesting.
And this is one of those cases where, you know, you just take the damage normally.
Yeah. I'll roll this, but I'll double check while we're continuing on. But all right. So I will roll my... I'm going to use my fast footwork and spin the willpower. And I rolled a 2. So I think I get out of the way.
Okay. I guess you're going to attack him or run?
Oh, no. I'm
Ooh. Fleeing.
So... Is there a retreat rule? I can't remember. All right. If you're staying within 2 meters of an enemy and they move away from the enemy, you must make an evade roll.
I think an evade roll.
Yeah, so I just have to make an evade roll, I think. Yeah. I am pretty confident. I'm going to run. And then I'll try to make my evade here. I've got a 17. I rolled a 12. And I'm going to yank the fuck out of that rope.
So, wait. You have a 17 and you rolled a 12?
Yeah.
Well, you rolled a 17 and you have a 12.
I have a 17 evade and I rolled a 12.
Okay. All right. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
When I heard it, I was like, God, you are the worst thief ever. Okay. So you able to, you're tempting to slip away.
Yep.
And you yank the rope really hard.
Yep.
Who's the rope puller?
Darg.
You yank the rope reins as you're running, and it comes to you. Well, you think it comes way too... Actually, that's there too. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. No.
You yank the rope, and Dark, you feel the rope get tugged.
Oh, he's in trouble.
And yeah, if we're going on initiatives or whatever or how that works, but
quick,
we must go.
I'll finish. I'll complete their conduct. Yes.
Monsters, as a rule, monster attacks can be dodged unless otherwise specified.
Okay. Excellent. All right. He will attempt to vomit on you.
Okay.
Actually, he won't be able to because I just realized I rolled that. I consider that a range attack, and you are in the dark. He does not able. He's not able to see in the dark.
Okay.
So yeah, he does not.
So is he chasing after me?
He just bellows at you.
Okay.
Oh, he shouts is,
"They'll get you, and then I'll get your shit."
Oh, so you're scared as I'm running away.
I'm not
that always works.
You, little dog.
Bet you can't find me.
I don't need to.
I don't like that.
All right, so out of the darkness. Well, actually, why don't you just give me just real quick, just a quick awareness roll.
Who?
At a Bane.
Whom?
Brains.
Okay. Failed.
Okay. At first, you went down the wrong passage, even though you had the rope. But you managed to get back as it's pulled. Do you keep pulling the rope, Darg?
Yeah. Okay.
Correcting your mistake, you're pulled right along. And Brains comes stumbling out of the darkness. He stinks slightly. Like you can smell like rotting food and a little bit of maybe pee, you know.
Well, there is a troll.
You all heard the roar from the deep.
And for some reason, it didn't want to chase me. It seemed content to hang out in its troll hole. So
that's not very comforting.
No, it was kind of freaking me out, to be honest. I thought I would lead it back here, and you guys would you know, we'd do a dog pile on it and get some more gold out of his belly. But
was there any way past him that you could see?
No, it looked like a dead end. But there's a lot of shit in there. There's a lot of shit in there, like boxes and things. Like, so, I mean, if we want to take some stuff back with us, it might be good to, you know, check it out.
I didn't think we should bother, quite frankly. If he's not an archmage, we can leave him alone.
Okay, I mean, if you say so. I mean,
don't we have to go that way?
No, there's other passages. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mention that.
But that would have been valuable.
Yeah, I think there's at least one more passage to before I got to the troll hole.
Well, there's one immediately.
There's one right there where the group is as well.
Yeah, we can go the other way.
So there's two passages going
to the, I guess, the right?
Yes, we'll go. It's odd that he didn't chase you. I thought trolls were voracious, hungry creatures.
I mean, he was eating.
He was eating something, so I think I interrupted its mealtime.
Should we go and dispatch it, or should we go the other way?
I think it's, if we can avoid fighting a large beast in these confined quarters, it might be better to find another way.
Then let us go to the right.
The first right or the second right?
This is a three-way intersection.
This one's, well, this one's here. Why don't we try just the one here?
Okay.
Yeah, the one right here.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Well, in that case, you do. Again, continue.
We send Darg first.
Darg? It is a slight zigzag, but you can take you down the passage. Eventually, the passage stays about the same as far as its dimensions, as far as width and height, but it opens into a much larger chamber. This chamber appears to be a large natural cave. There is, and as you're walking the corridor, as you're walking down the hall, the mist on the floor seems to get heavier. It doesn't ever rise, but it's always, when you have it in the light of your lanterns and torches, it appears to be in sort of the pale white color. But when you reach this, you can hear the, you know, faint sounds of the echoing cave. It smells of a lot of wet rock and water. And there is basically a huge column of mist in the middle of this room. And there are stones in, it's like a pool of water that seems to cover the center part of this chamber, and stones that lead towards that centered column of mist that seems to inhabit the central portion of it.
Does the rock mist look more like the yellow?
No, it is white and completely opaque and bellowing in sort of like a, you know, in a swirl. The rocks that go out, lead out towards it, appear to be slippery, but you can see when you guys, you know, you reach the edge of that stone, of that path, before you step into the chamber proper, I guess, that there is, you know, you can see a passage, you know, to the north and to the south from here that seem to also have stone paths that lead from that central misty column in the middle.
All right, so basically it's big cave. There's water.
There's a pool of water all around.
And we have to do, like, stone hopping.
Stone hopping to get to that central part where the big, huge column of mist is.
And then from there,
you can reach, it's almost like you can reach a northern passage, which could lead somewhere, could lead, you know, northern passage closer to back in the direction you guys came from, as far as, I guess it's back towards the way of the stairwell, possibly. But you didn't encounter this thing. Or south. Into another cave. So let me see if I can. I hope that description is sufficient to give an understanding. That basically it's a large.
Are these stones so far away that we have to jump between them, or?
No, you could move between them, but they do look very slippery.
So I'm all for turning around. How about that other passageway?
It's up to you guys. We know what's here now. If you want to explore the other way, that's fine.
The
too.
Was the third passageway the offshoot that he found?
Yes.
Or
yeah, is the offshoot that he found.
All right,
we'll go back.
Okay. So backtracking, back from the from that junction of the three caves, and you can. It's weird that now that you know that the troll is down there, and that particularly Brains, you encountered him, you can almost still smell that rotting food. It's just like, you don't know why. But you will take that next path, that passage you found, which seems to go southward. Once again, very much it's a natural cave with about, you know, maybe 6 feet at its widest, and the height easily, you know, 5 or 6 meters, is it, depending on where you go. But you continue down the pass in the dark, all the line. And, Darg, you come to it.
that appears to be, the passage appears to be blocked by a rock ball.
Oh.
Jesus.
As if the ceiling
and stones or...
Yeah, they're in various sizes, at least the stone has collapsed and so forth.
This way is a dead end, folks. We'll have to go back. The ceiling has collapsed. So that's we have to decide. Good. Slippery stones?
One of the orcs turns around and it is in the very back and goes, what is... And then you just hear a scraping and a clang.
Intruders, huh?
You hear the roaring voice of the troll.
God damn it. We should have gone for the troll, I think.
Or at least left some traps.
Well, yeah, now we got the troll at our back. That's not good.
Well, the troll's between us and the exit, so... Ball's out. Let's do this.
Darg removes his codpiece.
What?
Okay.
Well, Tim said balls out.
He just climbed another rung on the ladder. Thank you.
All right. You more hear some things because the torch from the orc goes flying down the corridor towards you guys. And there is some clanging and so forth, and then some feet moving. And then it gets quiet again.
Did the orc go down the wrong hallway?
You don't know. And then you see, emerging from the darkness, one of the orcs. It's Ufkar. Ufkar, the one who was sort of acid-beaten and sort of like...
We may have a problem?
What's the trouble?
I don't know where Usig is, but there was a foul-smelling troll. I think it's back in its pit.
We need to go back.
It might have,
Looking at the rockfall, is there anything, like, is it sealed all the way through? Is there any air coming through the holes? Is it,
Why don't you give me a crafting roll?
Crafting? Fuck. Let's see.
While Siggy starts looking at the wall, Darg is going to run past, push past people, and grab the orc's torch that's on the ground in one hand and start running towards the troll den.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, I followed Darg. Wait.
Okay.
He'll look at the orc and be like, come on, let's get your buddy.
No, he'll sort of put his finger back to Balor. I am to watch him. Who's it new?
It's hurting cats.
So that's he will let you take the torch, but he will not leave Balor.
Okay.
Out of his sight, though he's not really close to it. You run around the corner, around the bin. Once again, the first thing that hits you is the overpowering smell of decaying food. Before you enter the large cave covered with animal skins and, you know, the walls and floors and so forth, and the amounts of basically sacks and crates and weapons and boxes. But there's no one else in that chamber.
Oh. Give back our friend, foul troll.
Can we try and track the troll, perhaps?
Yeah, some bushcrafty craft.
A bushcraft or spot hidden or whatever. I guess it's bushcraft.
Wait, so...
How many people Darg came with me?
Darg is in the room with where the troll was?
Yeah, he went to the troll's room and the troll was not in there. Nor do you see Usig.
God damn it. The fuck?
Well, I failed Usig. My bushcraft roll.
Did anybody go with Darg? Because I was looking at the wall.
You did. There is a reply. Mother? Echoing deep in the cave somewhere.
Sure.
I can hear you. I don't feel so good, Mother.
All right. Well,
We'll work on that.
Yeah. Dargle, look. So there's nothing else. There's no troll in this room hiding behind
no
the boxes.
No troll in this room behind the
boxes. Clinging to the ceiling.
No, but you just stepped in something that... Yeah, God.
Does it make me go faster?
Nope, because you don't think it's poop. You think it's just maybe rotting goose. It's kind of confusing.
It may have been better. Don't look, Quiverwing.
It's just crap.
So there's another exit out of here.
No.
Oh, there is no other room out of here.
They apparently took either they went back the way you guys came in from the other passage. There's no obvious exit in this chamber.
Did we look up in the room that we're the rest of us are in?
You mean the corridor?
Yeah. Is there like a low
ceiling?
As I
said before, the ceiling was like anywhere between 9 to 10 meters in height. Mm. It goes really high.
Meters?
Not meters. Wow. I mean, like, feet. I'm sorry. That's correct. Actually, more like you say, it's more like 3 to 4 meters in height. Is the corridor? Is the passage?
I guess Dargle. So the sound of the voice is coming back from the way we came.
Closer, yeah. You think back the way you came. That P passage place, or maybe you're just that way.
Dargle start walking back to the first, where everyone's down looking at the haven.
Okay.
Oh, the troll's gone.
Yeah.
Is this corridor big enough for a troll?
No, he didn't. It's not particularly big enough for a troll, no.
Where's the troll?
I think the troll...
The rock fall... The corridor with the rock fall, no. He's not... That little entrance, he can't get through that first part.
No, but the one that we came in on, could the troll have gone...
Yeah, he should be able to have gone back the other way. He could have gone back towards the stairs.
Okay. So he could physically... The troll left his room and took Usig. And Dargle called down the hall, "Hang in there, Usig. Mama's coming." I guess he'll start... He'll look at everyone for a second, like...
And he'll start walking
that way.
I'll go after him.
Okay. It doesn't take long to find Usig. Basically, at the three-way room where you guys had the three places, he is up against the wall. Looks like he was basically grabbed and beaten against the side of the wall. He also smells pretty badly, like, because he's covered with what looks like rotting food. And then throw up.
He doesn't like his dinner.
But, yeah. So he's not... But otherwise, you know, that's what you get. But you don't see any evidence of the troll immediately by just looking at what you see. Obviously, he was attacked by the troll, but he was left here.
Usig, which way did the troll go?
It's dark. I can't tell. I couldn't see. Is Bellow all right?
I'm right behind you.
Yes, he is. Dargle, sorry. Lean over and give him a hand up. He'll just basically say, "Whoa, you smell like I've been there some evenings after too much grog."
I didn't do this.
That's what I tell myself sometimes. Can you walk?
Yes, I will walk.
Good. Here, hold this torch.
But you do not see the orc in this immediate chamber either.
Okay.
But based on the width of the passage you come through, he could probably only head back towards the lake.
Huh.
That way, because the one to this central chamber with the steaming, the column of steam or mist, even getting into that little passage right there is smaller than him. Probably. You guys know that by passing through with it. Like this one, they sort of narrow slightly at the beginning and then open up. It's only a small, short inconvenience, but the troll probably couldn't get through it. He's in it. Unless, of course, he's some sort of shapeshifter.
He's a mage troll.
Anyway.
That's comforting.
So... Nice. Do we go back to the room with the water, or do we try to track down this troll?
Or do we just take his stuff and then go to the room with the water?
We should explore the room with where the troll was to see.
Yeah, that's probably worth it.
What might be lying about?
Well, an idea. See what was in there.
Yeah, I want to do that already. So I'm not gonna fight you guys on that.
It's much easier now that the troll is not present.
And if he comes home, we'll be waiting for him.
Okay, so you're gonna go back into his cave and search around him on his stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We like to call this revisit dungeoning.
Okay.
I will stay at the passageway, keeping an eye.
All right.
On the event of his return.
Okay. So, searching his cave. There are boxes and sacks that contain food and various stages of decay. There appears to be nothing that's fresh or particularly not on the point of reaching some sort of gelatinous state. which looks pretty, it's pretty gross, smells pretty bad, and might even be dangerous to even eat. Through your searches, you are able to find 3 torches.
That's good. That's good.
And a bunch of 3 treasure cards.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know if there's a mackerel on the thing, so we'll just have me just draw these randomly for you. And 3 cards. The treasure cards are as follows.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, silver coins.
Okay.
Is somebody writing all this down for
I'll give you the exact numbers in a second. A gold bracelet.
Mm.
And silver coins. So let me give you the actual values of these things. Oh my god, are you kidding me? That seems a bit excessive.
No, it's not.
Shut up, you drew it.
Oh god. That's really a lot of coins.
Well, just tell us, dummy.
Okay, 110 silver coins total.
Excellent. 110 silver coins.
And the gold bracelet is worth 100 gold.
Wow. That's great. It looks good on my wrist.
And with your rummaging and discovering and finding and gathering of coins, Figgy, you are the one that see them first.
Them?
Them. As the treasure is being rummaged through in the troll's cave, among the rotting and festering food left behind in amidst of crates and various things, torches are found, silver is retrieved, gold treasures are discovered. But then, footsteps can be heard scraping and climbing their way down the hall. Sig's eyes do not see the troll returning, but a column of undead warriors, dressed in the regalia, 800 years in tarnished and decay, belonging of the Dragon Emperor. His former knights now turned against their purpose of stopping Azekoth, but now his servants seeking to destroy anyone who may enter the tomb. And now that the sword of Umduman is here, they move to recover it for their master.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corrigan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the mallard mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.